BB's gone and caught up with Courtney Paul, the B girl, the choreographer, the dancer, the DJ, to find out about some really epic things that are going on in her world. She's making massive strides, not only in South Africa, Africa, but the world over too.
Courtney Paul, literally one of the coolest DJ, B girl, choreographer, dancer. My goodness, welcome to Five Drive.
Baby. Thank you for having me.
You started with gymnastics, but what drew you to break dancing, despite not seeing other women in this space?
No, it was such a mixture of things. I think if you look back at where everything really began for me, like you said, gymnastics, I played soccer, I have a martial arts kickboxing background. I think everything that I did was really preparing me for this thing without realizing it. So, like I said, music videos, or I used to go to the Bass Center a lot, and I just thought, why are only guys doing all the cool stuff? You know what I mean? Like, why? When it's so saturated with men, it's so difficult to get into. So, just your confidence is not there. So, I was lucky enough to be on my own for a long time. So whether you thought I could do it or not didn't matter, because I was doing it anyway. I wasn't very good at it, but I was going to do it anyway, you know?
As you were growing in the space, what did you have to tell yourself every day just to be like, you know what, I am going to get where you literally are today, to being one of the best to ever do it?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know where I could take this thing. Like, breaking, if you think the Olympics, it's only been added into the Olympics since last year. If you look at Red Bull BT1, one of the biggest, most prestigious breaking competitions in the world, we've only had it in South Africa for the last 15 years, but for B-girls, we've only had it for 3 years. So when I started, it wasn't from a space of, you know, I'm going to achieve such greatness. It was just something I wanted to do. There's something in me that always feels like if I love something, regardless of whether people are telling me I can't do it or not, like, I'm still going to go do it. Even if I'm the worst at it, I'm still going to do it.
Right, so now, you are literally the reigning champion of the BC1 and the first B-girl to represent the continent.
It's such a crazy journey. Like, I think, like I say, when we initially had the B-girl category in South Africa for the first time 3 years ago, I was out of the country. And it was such a, like a love-hate moment, because I realized, wow, my career had grown so much that I was in Kenya, I was judging a massive competition, yet, but here was an opportunity back home that I wish I could have had 10 years ago. Then I get ready for year two. A week before the competition, we go into lockdown. I'm like, this is not it. And then last year, I finally got to get on the stage. I win that. End up being the first African female to ever attend a world final. We went to Poland in November. And I'm about to defend my title again come 1st of May. So, hey man, just so much. Thank God.
As a DJ, as a dancer, as a choreographer, do you have like a mental health routine, you know, that helps you cope with the pressures of this industry?
I would say over the last 2 to 3 years, have I actually started to pay attention what's going on in my mind. Previously, like, I would just, I go 24/7. I travel a lot, and when I'm back home, I'm working a lot. There's just so much going on and juggling so many different like disciplines and trying to do them all at a high level. Like, I'm not just doing them for fun. It really, it's taxing, not on the body, but on the mind more than anything. And now I've found a way to kind of cope more. I'm finding quieter moments. I'm tuning into what's going on, because last year or the year before, I felt like I was losing my mind a little bit. Never to the point where I'm like, I need to stop. If I need to have a day of just being in bed, then I have that. I allow myself that, because I know 2 days later I'm back on that on that treadmill again. You know what I mean? So I've had to try and find the balance as best as I can.
And speaking of treadmills, because you right now have a broken foot. My favorite thing that you said earlier before the interview is, you know what? I have a title to defend in 2 weeks with a broken foot. And let me tell you, I am going to kill it.
Yes. No, there's no two ways about it. Like, I actually see my specialist tomorrow. I think he thinks that I'm not even walking yet. But honestly, like, I've got things to do.
You're literally on the road to being one of the first women to represent South Africa at the Olympics in break dancing. And just looking at how much more is like waiting for you to just be amazing. What legacy do you hope to leave in this industry?
Oh my gosh, this is something I can go on about forever, because it's such a catch-22. Sometimes I feel like I'm not a gift to the world, man. So why am I supposed to take on that pressure? And then the other side of me is like, no, like, as a colored female, like, I've got so many doors that I need to kick open and ceilings that I need to smash. And whether it's about me or not, it's really about the people that come after me. And I can only hope that the work that I put in makes it a little bit easier for the next one, and then we just continue to put Africa on the map. So my legacy would really just be just to leave behind it, like that mindset of we can do absolutely anything. It's not going to be easy, but don't listen to the naysayers and the limitations of everybody else.
Courtney, we are so incredibly proud of you, and thank you so much for hanging out with us on 5 Drive.
Oh man, this means so much. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
By the way,